Okay guys, this is just going to be a quick unboxing video. Well, maybe not an unboxing video, you can see it's already out of the box. But an unboxing video of the Canon EF 35mm f2 prime lens. Okay, what I'll do is I'll discuss why I've gone for this one over some other options that are out there. And we'll show how quick and noisily it focuses on my Canon 500D, which I'm still shooting with. Okay, as you can tell, I've already unboxed it. It's just a standard lens box with some polystyrene with the warranty and the manual and a plastic bag that the lens is in, so no real need to show that. You do get front lens cap, rear lens cap as normal. So that's what I'll do, I'll put the front lens cap back on for a moment. Okay, and the 35 f2 from Canon, it's a prime lens, so it's a fixed focal length lens. I do like my prime lenses because generally they perform better and are sharper than zoom lenses. There are some exceptions to that rule, of course, when you go up to the really expensive L lenses, but I really do like working with prime lenses because it forces you to think a little bit more about your compositions and move and change your perspective rather than standing in one position and zooming. Now, I've got already the 50mm f1.8 and the 85mm f1.8. I will do some future videos on those. Regarding the 85 1.8, I need to get that thing calibrated because it's just not sharp wide open on my camera body. Sometimes that happens. It's nothing to do with a fault with the lens, because that lens is real sharp. I've shot with it on other bodies where it's been absolutely spot on, so you can't really fault it. It just needs calibrating, or my example of the lens just needs calibrating, should I say. Okay, the 35 f2, why have I gone for this one? Well, the 50 f1.8 is a nice fast lens. It's where most people start in terms of prime lenses. It lets you shoot in low light. However, as you guys will know, on an APS-C crop size sensor or a 1.6 crop sensor, like the Canon 500D we have here, 550D, 600D, 60 and 7D, it's a little bit tight when you're indoors, you know, because it's an 80mm field of view because of that crop factor. So I wanted something that was a little bit wider, got me to a little bit of a normal focal length, or should I say field of view, on my crop sensor body, hence the 35 f2 from Canon. There are other options out there. You've got the Sigma f1.4 30mm, which is actually closer to a 50mm field of view, which is the reason why I purchased this. However, it's £100 more. And of course, Canon do their 35mm f1.4L. And there's just no way I'm going to buy that because it's about £1,400. It's just far too much money. So I've gone for the 35 f2 version here. The Sigma 30mm f1.4 I actually have access to, so I will draw comparisons between this 35 f2 and the Sigma at some stage. I can borrow that lens off my Nutafoto co-host Mark, so we'll have a look at that. I think I've got a video on my channel about that lens. He did a guest review, or it's on his channel, but I'll stick a link in the description to that video about the Sigma 30mm f1.4. So this 35mm f2 is a prime lens, quite a decent price, around £200 or £220 I paid for it, so it's considerably cheaper than the Sigma, certainly cheaper than the 1.4L lens. You don't get a lens hood with it. You do when you buy L lenses from Canon, which I think is shocking. They want £20 for the lens hood for this, so I'm kind of waiting. I'll get one eventually, but I don't need it immediately. And really, lens hoods, yes, they'll help with flare, but I use them a lot of the time to protect the lenses rather than crappy UV filters. So the camera's turned on and it's got the 35mm f2 mounted onto it at the moment, and we'll just listen to this thing focus. It's not a USM motor in it, so it is buzzy and noisy, as you will hear now. Yeek, yeek. Okay, probably a little bit more noisy than the 50 f1.8, but that doesn't really affect the pictures that you're going to take. It doesn't matter. You get USM motors in the more expensive lenses, but it's all down to what money you've got and the budget. And I'm buying this stuff cash only, so I'm not about to finance an L lens that I can't really afford or don't really need. Okay, so we'll have a quick look around this lens. You can see the front elements here. It does stick out a fair bit, so I probably will get a lens hood a little sooner than I might well, I think. I don't stick UV filters on my lenses because they produce funky results when you're shooting with off-camera lighting, causing diffraction and flare, so I'm just not interested in them. UV filters are passed down from film days. You don't need them on digital anyway. So the front elements, nice, you know, nice and big. It's an f2 lens. It's a third of a stop slower in terms of its aperture than the 51.8 being f2. and it's a stop slower than the Sigma 30mm f1.4. It's got a distance scale and focus scale on the front there. It's not got full-time manual focus. You may well think it has with the way that that moves, but once you switch it to manual focus, you'll hear it click and engage some kind of mechanism to allow you to manually focus there. So we'll stick that back onto autofocus. So we'll take this off the camera body. There we go. And we'll have a quick look. There's the front element and the rear element of the lens. Now this lens being 35mm gets me to 56mm field of view on a crop sensor. Remember that crop factor, you have to times the focal length by that crop factor, which is 1.6 for Canon. It also has a metal mount over the 51.8, which is plastic. I think the 51.8 is a great lens, but the first thing that's going to fail is going to be that plastic mount, I think, after some use and abuse. I mean, if you drop that lens, it's not going to handle it as well as this lens, because it is really plastic. So when my 50mm 1.8 dies, you know, if I drop it or the lens mount gives up, I'll probably replace it with the 1.4, but until then it's fine. So this lens, so far, happy enough with it. I've not shot enough with it to really fully review it. I will get to know this lens as I get to know all my lenses, as everybody should. So I'll write a further review and do a further video comparing that, or having a look at some of the results. I will draw a comparison with that Sigma 30mm f1.4. I'll grab that off Mark, and use a photo co-host at some point so I can draw comparisons. I don't have a 35 f1.4L to draw comparisons to, would be nice, but you know, that would mean renting a lens, and to be honest with you, I'm not prepared to. So we'll just have a look at this against the Sigma at some point. So that 35mm should allow me to shoot in low light indoors, because it's a little bit wider of a lens, a little bit of a wider field of view, and that's really why I went for it. I will be sticking with the 500D for a little bit longer, so I'm going to be shooting crop for a little bit longer. However, with this being an EF mount lens, it will work on full frame cameras as well when I go to a full frame camera, like the 5D Mark II or the 5D Mark III. More than likely the Mark II, because the 5D Mark III will be horrendously expensive once that's released. So I'm just kind of waiting, really. And what I'm really waiting for is nice used prices for the 5D2s. So that's just a quick look and unboxing at the 35mm f2 lens from Canon. So far, you know, happy enough with it. Like I say, I've not shot enough with it to really get to know it yet, to know where it's sharp and where it's not sharp. Although I'm not really worried about shooting lenses wide open. They are a little bit softer than stop down, but it all depends on what final result you want in your image, really. So if you've got any questions about this lens, bear in mind I still need to get to know this thing or shoot with it some more to give some real feedback. But by all means, stick them in the comments below. Chuck me an email and ask me on Twitter, and I'll do my best to answer them as I go along and as I get to know this lens. So that's just a quick look at the Canon EF 35 f2. So thank you very much for watching, guys. Don't forget to have a look at the other channels linked on my channel. That's New to Photo and NTP Advanced. New to Photo, where we cover photography tutorials, and NTP Advanced, where we cover some more tutorials, but more about the advanced side of things, in particular on the off-camera lighting. We've got a ton of videos that we've recently done to go up on those channels, and I'll be doing some more on the 500D. I did a video a while ago asking for suggestions and ideas for videos for the 500D to finish the series off, because it is coming to the end. So let me know on that video. I'll stick a link to it in the description on what videos you'd like to see on the 500D. So thanks for watching, guys, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.